Yeah, that's why I was inquiring about the chiggers. Because one year I picked up butter beans down here below this little house. And for some reason it rained a lot, I guess, and it growed up real bad. And I just got covered over in chiggers. And the worst part they would get on me would be right back here. Behind my knee, yeah. And so I was just wondering, it seemed like that they come along about the first June. But so far I've not, been bothered with them this time.
Are there other bugs or plants that you worry about if you're going out in your garden, things that you look out for make you itch or skin break out?
The corn makes me break out, but it's over with pretty quick. It's just swept up. But another thing that we've got here, I'm not particularly scared of them. There's no kind of a snake I like. But we are well blessed with a little garter, ground snake. And this year I haven't saw one in the garden, but I killed one up here above the house. And last year I was down there gathering fried peas. And there's one just run all over my feet trying to get away. They'll get away from you if you don't hem them up. And I went down there when they'd be blackberries on that bank to pick them and maybe pick for a good while. And then look, and there'd be one about that big around. They lay out up on the briars. And we were well blessed with them.
How about little wild plants that you might avoid if you walk in?
Oh, we've got a poison oak down here. In fact, it's down there where ginseng's growing, and I've got cucumbers planted there. But it doesn't bother me. I've never had a poison oak, but I believe Joe could have looked at it and it poisoned him. I've never tried what my mother did. She said that she made her brags one time to a sister of hers or some of the folks that she wasn't afraid of it. She had never been poisoned. Said, this to show you, I will. And said she just broke off some leaves and done them that way in her hand. And she said her hands broke out and swelled till her fingers didn't have no opening here. Said her fingers looked like pegs sticking in her hands. I've never tried that. But I've never been poisoned on it, nor poison ivy. And bean vines break a lot of people out, but they've never bothered me. Corn will help me up and I'll burn and itch, but then just in a little while it goes away.
Do you have any plants that grows along the side of the river with the big red
capsules
on it?
Chiggerweed, we call that, and then it's butterfly weed. Is that what you're talking about?
I call that a wildflower, but there's one that makes some people break out. It's got a kind of rusty red.
I know what you're talking about, I guess. Does it have a... No, this one has a purple light. It's Job's... Job's umbrella? I believe that's what a lot of people call it. I really never did know the correct name for it. But when it dries in the fall of the year, you can make a dried arrangement because the blooms will, stays on. Sumac? Yeah, if you'd have called them pods, I knew what you're talking about. Now, the red sumac, it's not poisonous to me, but the white sumac will break you out. And a lot of people use the red. In fact, one of Joe's uncles that came down here with a kidney infection made his other brother made tea out of it for him for kidney trouble. And I don't know if his kidney trouble is what killed him. I don't know if the doctors know, but he died while he was living down here with her. He died in the hospital. I told Joe it was his home remedies that killed him, but it wasn't, because this other brother took that a lot.